all over here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, and it's finished Finn Harps 0, Bows 1. So High Flying Bows take the points. The winning goal came around about 8 minutes before half time. Daniel Grant, the man who eventually finished it to the net, a good finish from the Bows man after Keith Ward's delivery into the area. Well, initially it looked as if their striker Denny Corcoran was going to finish it to the net, but he wasn't able to take the chance. But fortunately for him, Daniel Grant was close at hand to pick up the loose ball, and he hammered it into the back of the net. Harps, well, they huffed and puffed in the first half. Nathan Boyle had an early opportunity which was saved by James Talbot, but the visitors were the better side over the first 45 minutes. Harps made a change at the break, Tony McNamee coming on in place of Stephen Doherty, and McNamee's introduction definitely gave Harps a lift. His long throw-ins in the second half certainly caused Bowes more than a few problems at the back. On one occasion, one of those throw-ins was hurled all the way in towards the near post, and Sam Todd got a flick on which looked to be heading into the back of the net, only for it to flick just wide of the post at the expense of a Harps corner. Harps piled the pressure on in the closing stages. At the other end though, Bowes, they had chances to make it 2-0. Daniel Grant had a shot saved at the near post by Kieran Gallagher, and then the Harps goalkeeper made a brilliant reaction stop to deny Denny Corcoran what would have been the second goal. And Harps in the closing stages, well, Nathan Boyle had a header saved by James Talbot, and there were also, well, appeals for a penalty, although the referee was having none of it when Mikey Place went down under a challenge. But for all their effort, for all their hard work and commitment, Harps just weren't able to find an equaliser. So that's 8 defeats on a row in the league, in the Premier Division, for Ollie Horgan's side. Worrying times for Harps, although that said, the gap between themselves and UCD remains at 5 points, because UCD have lost tonight at home to Derry City by 2-0. For Bowes, it's another good result for them, and they stay second in the table behind the leaders, Shamrock Rovers. So it's all over here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, on a final score of Finn Harps 0, Bowes 1. Dermot Doherty for Highland Radio Sport.